I'm wearing new underwear and I'm fucking loving them. Can I just tell you that?
Well, there's a good way to end the season.
Yes. Anyway, so we are wrapping up season four. It's been a great season. We've had a lot of fun.
I think it might have been our most successful season so far. If I do say so myself. It was pretty fucking good.
It was.
It was awesome.
I think it was a lot.
We had lots of highlights.
Do you want to?
Are we doing highlights?
Let's talk about highlights.
This is not good because I have no highlights prepared.
Well, we all know that the biggest highlight was having international internet celebrity and podcasting superstar Big Fatty here with us in
the studio.
Thank
God we said that this time.
Big Fatty online.
Otherwise, it would have been hell to pay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2430. The BFO for Monday, the 8th of May 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend and maybe a couple of haikus. Yes, Eddie. Hello, exhausticators. Big Fatty, that's not a word. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. You are exhausticators. Big Fatty, it's still not a word, no matter how many times you say it. Big Fatty was absolutely exhausted this weekend. Big Fatty. And y'all, there's just no way to tell you how I was exhausticated without telling you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let's see, the last time that I spoke to you was when I recorded the Friday little show Thursday evening, and y'all, just to kick off the weekend report, we've got to do this.
Mystery Day, are you ready for your Mystery Day? Don't be late. Open the door for your mystery day.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery day.
Yes, Big Fatty. Okay. Y'all, that squeaky gentleman caller, if you don't know. Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Okay. You're excited, aren't you, squeaky gentleman? Yes, Big Fatty, he's excited. All right. Calm down. All right. Y'all, my new most regular gentleman caller, the one that enjoys the special chair. Yes, Big Fatty, the special chair came over Thursday evening. And y'all, the special chair is bringing something out in him. Big Fatty! But anyway, y'all, it was just, like, needless to say, Big Fatty slept like a baby Thursday night. Big Fatty, I didn't notice poop in the bed Friday morning. Maybe I just slept well. Big Fatty, I don't think you slept like a baby. So anyway, but y'all on a Friday, y'all, it was a relatively quiet day in the coal mine, believe it or not. Y'all, Miss Kitty and I went by the cemetery and saw our friend George, 21 years. I couldn't remember exactly what it was, but it was 21 years ago that he had passed away. And we did not, however, take racist chips and salsa by and snack on those while we were there. But y'all, it's just a night. Y'all, it's nice to just go and pay your respects someone dear to you. And Big Fatty, if Digger had been there, he could have said right this way, but he was busy this week. He was busy this weekend. And but y'all also, in addition to paying your respects and sharing some memories, y'all, it was just nice to spend a little time with Miss Kitty. And y'all then after dropped Miss Kitty back off at his camp, I ran to the Krispy Kreme donuts. Yes, Big Betty, I had a coupon. Yes, Big Betty, of course you had a coupon. And y'all, it was buy any dozen and get a free dozen glazed. So y'all, I got a mixed dozen of different chocolatey ones and lemony ones and cream filled ones and things like that to bring home. And y'all, then I took the complimentary glazed dozen into the coal mine afternoon, and y'all, you would have thought I brought in a pot of gold. Big Fatty, a pot of gold. Everybody was just and y'all, it was they were magically delicious. Big Fatty, trademark Vera Charles. Everybody had a little treat on a full right afternoon. Now y'all came home for right. Y'all went for a nipple walk around Fat Acres and y'all. I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Big Fatty, you gotta vomit? No, I think I'm all right. Did that, and y'all, I had my brother and sister-in-law and my niece, they were coming over for the weekend, staying here at the villa, and they told me that they were Big Fatty, they were gonna send me a testimonium when they left Atlanta. Well, y'all, they said they were hoping to leave about 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon, but y'all, about 6:30 p.m. in the evening, still hadn't heard from them. So I sent a testimonium and say, "Have y'all not left yet?" Oh, Big Fatty, we forgot to send the testimonium. You know, I was expecting them to get in around midnight. Y'all, they got here about 10:15 in the evening. Yes, Big Fatty, So we visited for a few minutes, and y'all, then Big Fatty had to get into the love chamber because y'all, it was a busy weekend at the coal mine. It's a special weekend at the coal mine, and Big Fatty had announcing duties. Yes, Big Fatty, you had to run your mouth, and I had to get up at 6 a.m. in the morning on Saturday, and y'all, I was out of the villa by 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I stopped and got me a cup of coffee and a biscuit, and y'all, then I was at the coal mine by about 7:15, and y'all had announcing duties Saturday morning, and then I had more announcing duties Saturday afternoon, ran back here to the villa it was probably 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and everybody had left. They had gone to do something fun. Big Fatty just had the place to himself for about an hour, I guess, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. And y'all, what is it that you have to do? You just have to wind down a little bit, I guess, and to get ready for part two. And y'all, so I was back to the coal mine, then I got home about 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and then everybody was back here at the villa, and y'all, we decided we were gonna go get us some seafood. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, we went to this little place, a hole in the wall kind of place. It's very popular at Brofka's time, but y'all, believe it or not, on a Saturday night, y'all, it was really quite not not jam-packed crowded. So we were able to, we had a drink at the little bar, and y'all, then we were seated immediately, and y'all had has delicious supper. Big Fatty had a bowl of the she-crab soup, Big Fatty, and then I had fried scrimps, and y'all, they had something called grilled broccoli. Big Fatty, that sounds delicious. It was delicious, and it had kind of a garlicky butter sauce on it, but it, you could tell that it had a little bit of, I don't want to say char, but it, you could tell it had been on the grill, and y'all, it was delicious, and I think I'm going to try to replicate that next time I cook out on the grill here at the villa. Big Freddy, that sounds like a lovely idea. And y'all, then we came back here to the villa. It was probably about 9:30 p.m. the evening when we got back. And my niece, it's just 9:30 p.m. in the evening on a Saturday night. And so she and my brother and my sister-in-law, y'all, they went off to a little bar close to the villa here. But Big Fatty said, I'm just exhausted. I'm just exhausticated. Yes, Big Fatty, that's why we're exhausticated today. It's true. And so, y'all, I was in the love chamber by 10:15 p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, I was out like a light. Out like a light, I tell you. And, y'all, I didn't hear them come in. They had to turn the alarm off and had to reactivate the alarm. Never heard any of that. And y'all woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning on Sunday, and I said, no, I will not be getting up at 6:30 a.m. in the morning on Sunday. And y'all, I rolled back over, and the next thing I knew, it was 9:15 a.m. in the morning. And y'all then got up and fixed a big old pot of coffee, actually fixed two pots of coffee, and we had sausage biscuits and some more of those Krispy Kreme donuts, and then they were off. They were off about, I don't know, it was probably about 10:30 a.m. in the morning. They were going to go to the beach, y'all, which I thought was a terrible idea because of the traffic going to the beach. But y'all, it's been nice and cool here this weekend. It's just been lovely. And then they were heading back to Hatlanta. Y'all, after they left, I you had to wash the sheets and the towels, and I had to wash my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. Well, anyway, had to wash my clothes and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, then I had a coupon, a 20% off at the Kohl's. And so, can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all went to the Kohl's, and y'all, I had a coupon. No, I have a couple of these stackable chairs that I have on my back porch here at the villa. But y'all, I just felt like I needed two more of them. So y'all, these were on sale. They're normally $80 a piece, and they were on sale for half price. And then I had 20% off of that. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, I got me a new pair of flip-flops, sandals, if you will, but they've got cushiony. They're cushiony. And y'all, I bought some a few weeks ago, and I just don't like them. But I like these, so I got that. And y'all, then I found a couple of nice pairs of dress shorts to have for the cruise. Yes, Big Fatty, the cruise of a lifetime without Gooch. It's true. Y'all, they were giving out the cruise cash. It was not a cheap trip, but y'all, it was okay. I had been watching my duckies there for a while. Y'all, I spent $163.89, but I saved $167.62, plus I've got $30 in Kohl's cash. Yes, Big Fatty, already burning a hole in your pocket. And y'all, after I went to the Kohl's, I went to the Von Z's. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, I was... at a different Von's East than the one I normally go to, but you know, y'all, they had the good coffee on sale this week, so y'all had decided I was going to get me four more bags of that dark coffee. Yes, Big Fatty, so y'all, I've now got 8 bags of it. It's just a little small bag, so y'all, I picked up, y'all, they had an ice cream cake on sale, and I thought I might get that and take it into the coal mine later this week for a little treat, and y'all, I had a coupon for that. Y'all, I picked me up two fried chicken bazooms. Yes, Big Daddy, that's why you've been belching it up like this. No, to my, it's true. So I got that. Y'all, they had the dark chocolate raisinettes. Big Freddy, you're eating an awful lot of sweets. I can hear Straight Bob worried about you again. Well, nothing to worry about here. It's just a small bag. So I got that. They were buy one, get one free. I only got one. And then, like I said, I got the 4 bags of the coffee. Y'all, I spent $33.43, but I saved $18.26. Yes, Big Freddy! Y'all, and then Sunday afternoon, I've been taking care of business. Big Fatty, you've been touching yourself inappropriate. No, not that kind of business. Oh, okay. Y'all, I have called the Hats, talked to them, and I had my chicken bazooms late afternoon, so that was kind of my lunch and so. Y'all, I had so much coffee this morning. I was having coffee stomach, and so I just decided, No, I will not have any more coffee stomach, so that's why I got the chicken bazooms. And then, y'all, I'm going to finish up recording the little show. And, y'all, I'm going to go for a little nipple walk around Fat Acres because it's still nice and cool. And, y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, I guess y'all, you know my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future, y'all on for right? He posted a happy birthday, old gal, on the BFO. And y'all, I hadn't heard from Straight Bob in what seemed like forever. And he says, well, you're just crazy, Big Freddy. I e-lettered you last week telling you about your hot water. Y'all, it was more than a week ago, though. He said it was funny to hear the old gal get soft on you. Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. He says, Big Freddy, I am always here. And he says, you're not feeling sappy too, are you? Big Freddy, we don't need no sappiness out of either you or the old gal. And y'all, then the number one fan of the BFO, Nessa, said, listening to you try to figure out R2-D2's name made me realize you're my dad. I can't for the life of me remember anything related to the Star Wars, Big Freddy! Oh, Nick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, just want to remind you, this coming Sunday is Mother's Day, and y'all, as Big Freddy offers every year, if your mother is no longer with us, or you don't have a good relationship or anything, Big Fatty is more than happy to be your mother. Big Fatty, I hope they get the cards and gifts in the mail to you soon. Well, that's not the reason I said that. Yeah, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Underpants Show. And Turnipid, what do you think about Big Fatty offering to be everybody's mother? Big Freddy, I think that sums it up quite nicely for everyone.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.